Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross. You eat exotic foods sometimes, right? And some of them have a strange effect. But I think we all agree that no food has a more pronounced effect on the human body than the consumption of asparagus. So let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Almost recovered from the incredible Seahawks game. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was a fantastic game. What a win. What a win.
So let's talk asparagus. When my wife was making it the other evening, we both looked at each other and said, well, we know it's going to happen in a few hours. So why does asparagus do that? And are there other foods that have a similar odorific effect on the human body?
So, Dave, good morning. This is a really, some people may think this is a crazy topic, but actually it's a super interesting topic. I'll start off by telling you a story. When I was a first-year medical student, I went to Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans. And when I was a first-year student, I was taking genetics class. And one of the experiments that we did in genetics class was the teacher handed out a spear of asparagus to every single student in my class, 140 of us. And our homework assignment was to eat this spear of asparagus and then see if we could smell our urine. And the next day we came back. And we wrote on a piece of paper whether we could or we could not. And in our class, about 50% of people could smell their urine and 50% couldn't.
What?
That's exactly right. So the question is, what's different? Is it that some people produce a chemical that comes out in their urine that they can then smell, or is it something else? Well, as it turns out, everybody makes the chemical. The chemical is a sulfur compound called methane thiol, and everybody makes it, but you are genetically predetermined as to whether or not you can actually smell it.
Really?
That's what's really interesting about it. So there's a genetic predisposition to being able to smell the methane thiol in your urine versus not being able to smell it.
So half the people listening to us now have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, actually, in a larger study, the numbers were slightly different. So in my medical school class, about half the people could smell it and half the people could not. But actually, in a large study where thousands of people were tested, about 60% of people could not smell it and only 40% of people could.
Really?
So actually, more people cannot smell it than actually can smell it, which is really interesting.
So is there a reason for this then? I mean, usually everything that is genetic has evolved for some reason. Can you discern what that might be?
Well, I can't tell you, and I don't know, and I don't know that anybody can answer the question why some people have been evolved to be able to smell the methane thiol that's in urine from asparagus and why others cannot. I don't know what the genetic reason for that is. But there are other things, like you can have foul odors of your urine and medications like antibiotics can add odors and actually strange colors to your urine. So there are actually some chemicals that can make your urine turn green or blue. Vitamins. I mean, people who take a multivitamin will notice that their urine has a very vitamin-y smell to it. And there's foods like beets, for example, can give you a pinkish color to your urine.
That happened. That was very scary.
Yeah, so people get scared by it. But the thing is that the color of your urine is actually important because it does tell you certain things about your urine. So if you're dehydrated, you know, you don't have adequate fluid in your body, your urine will be more of a dark color. Whereas if you're well hydrated and you drink a lot of fluid, your urine will have a light color. If you have an infection, your urine can become cloudy. So there still is a lot of information that we can get from urine. People who have liver failure, for example, one of the first signs, they get very, very dark brown urine. So that can be a sign of hepatitis. It can be a sign of liver cancer, or it can be a sign of even liver trauma or some other problem with your liver. So it can give you very, very, very dark brown urine. So actually, it's important to pay attention to the color of your urine and the smell of your urine.
No doctor has ever told me this before, Dr. Cohen.
Well, because I don't think like we like publicize it. We say, hey, check out the color of your urine every day. But it's an important concept in medicine. Like people really should be in tune with their bodies. They really should be. And we don't like to talk very often about our bodily functions, but they're actually really important because they actually are signs of what's taking place inside of us. So, you know, our urine is a reflection of our kidneys, but it's also a reflection of, for example, our liver, because when our liver breaks products down, it then comes out through our urine. So there's an important combination there that needs to be focused on. And the rest of our digestive tract, you know, we need to focus on as well. Our bowel habits are important, and the characteristics of our bowel habits are important.
We'll leave that for another show, okay?
We can do that.
Okay, thank you. People
Thanks.
do have to have breakfast at some point, Dr.
I know, I know.
Gordon. Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. Great topic. Appreciate it.